Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu, what a week. Hey? What a week, what a
crazy
week.
Crazy times.
Yeah. So, in 2010, Marian Roberts, one of the biggest construction companies in the country, G5 as well, all of those guys are nowhere to be seen. But Marian Roberts is getting out completely, even getting out of mining. Tell us about that.
It's tough times for the construction company, and you're quite right. The glory days of construction have come to an end, but also in mining. So Marian Roberts, many of us would be familiar with them, the black and yellow and white logo, typically that would surround any construction sites, but they also have heavy investments in mining. So back in 2017, they managed to get out of construction and actually unbundle their construction business, rebranded it and called it Concor, and that one is still in existence, even though it's at a much smaller scale in comparison to where it used to be. Following that, Marian Roberts had high levels of interest largely within the mining environment, but also when it comes to energy. A company called OptiPower, and at the time really made sense, especially on the back of the energy problems and electricity back load shedding that we experienced in South Africa. Despite this though, over the last few years, they've really struggled, especially to emerge outside of the COVID-19 pandemic. Given that this is a South African based and listed company, it does have operations in other markets, largely like Australia and other parts of Southeast Asia. But the challenge is that post-COVID, what we saw was that there was a significant slowdown, not only in terms of mining operations, but that also limited the exposure to scoping, which is what they do for mines, and led to ongoing challenges in terms of how they could repatriate money from some of their subcontractors and even their clients to ensure that they're able to generate revenue. That also impacted their power business called OptiPower, which at some point saw a slowdown in some of their operations, largely across the world. So what we do see is that in November last year, the company did announce that it would go into business rescue, essentially trying to find alternative means to make sure that they could remain solvent. In other words, have enough money in the bank to pay off their creditors. Now, the final blow has certainly come through after they suspended the listing of their shares, and they announced that the further operational closures that we saw of the Venetia mine in South Africa with De Beers also brought about some challenges. Why this matters is because that contract represented at least 50% of Marian Roberts' cementation revenue. So that already added a squeeze to the company's operations, specifically from a South African point of view. What does this mean now? Marian Roberts is essentially going to wind down its business. It's going to sell part of its organization to a consortium called Differential Capital. And through this company and various financial structures that they've put in place, they will be able to recoup some money, specifically for a lot of its secured debt. Unsecured lenders, if I'm not mistaken, are going to get between 5 and 10 cents in the rand of money that is owed to them. Following that, they're likely not going to operate in terms of a listing and essentially will no longer exist in the form that we know it. So it's been a long road, a slow decline, and same leadership that's been in place. We've also seen some movements in terms of their board leadership, some members of the board resigning at the beginning of this year, but ultimately a sad day for South African businesses, as we do fundamentally see that when you're not able to respond to the shockwaves adequately and business cycles just aren't in your favor, unfortunately, solvency becomes the issue.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, I feel nothing for the directors. I feel nothing for the people in management. I just feel for the employees that are going to lose jobs. Now, you know, we spoke just yesterday about Trump manipulating markets. And I said the SEC would probably want to investigate. No sooner had I said it, bang. Something else that happened when we had a discussion with Kaya Stoile about 2 days ago also mentioned the fact that I think China is definitely going to want to sell off some of the bonds that they hold with the U.S. because they too hold bonds in the U.S. and they've done that as well. Tell us more about it.
100%. Yo, this story, it just keeps on developing. If it's not a tweet from Trump, then it's a new news coming out of China. But you're quite right. Just this morning, we got confirmation that Democratic leader in the House of Congress, Hakeem Jeffries, has actually formally announced that the House of Democrats is going to investigate market manipulation. Now, this comes as no surprise. And as you've said, we've mentioned it on the back of Donald Trump's tweet on Wednesday morning, if I'm not mistaken, the markets crashed. And that is when he literally said, this is a great time to buy. So in other words, inciting investors to essentially buy the dips in the stock market because of the sharp declines that we've seen. Since then, there've been a plethora of reports of various congresswomen, largely from the Republican state, and even some business owners who themselves actively bought stocks. not only on that day, but even 30 days before the decline that we've witnessed. And according to the rules and regulations of congressmen, they essentially do need to share disclosures of any share or market activity that they participate in. So what we do see is that not only are the Democrats quite keen to investigate this and use all avenues possible in their words, but most importantly are also calling on congressmen and women and other parties to fully disclose any share or investment movements they participated in within the 30 to 45 day period. This is going to be a serious one, Caesar, because it's also not being taken lightly by those who are investment analysts. They've also mentioned that because we are stepping into what is known as U.S. earnings season, a lot of the institutions, listed companies, are expected to give us guidance in terms of their earnings and publish their results. Now, given the market decline, this is also an easy way for CEOs of companies that haven't been performing badly or well to actually try to cover the fact that their businesses have been performing badly and just blame it on the market dynamics and macroeconomic factors. So it does lead to murky waters in terms of how we're going to read these company financial results, watch their guidance, especially if the spreads are a lot wider, or even in the case of Delta, actually pull back their guidance and say, well, you know what, we'll hold off on telling you how our company is performing just yet. We'll tell you at a later stage. So these are just some of the dynamics and consequences that we see from Donald Trump and the ripple effects thereon. Don't even get me started on what Vladimir Putin has actually said. He's actually commented very openly that what the U.S. is trying to do is 15 years too late, because the U.S. or China has already established itself as this mega, mega manufacturing hub. And ultimately, by imposing tariffs, it's just the U.S. citizen right now in the short term who's going to feel the pressure of that immediately. So 100%. Not looking good on any front.
And I'll tell you what else. When the markets close this evening, it's going to be a bloodbath, right? Because Donald has shown himself to be very volatile as an individual. Nobody in their sane mind is going to want to leave their money invested in the markets over the weekend where they can't get it back, not knowing what's going to happen over 3 days. Everybody's going to withdraw. We're looking at least a 5% drop. I think maybe it may reach 6, but we'll speak about it again.
Oh, for sure. 100%. I wouldn't be surprised at that move at all. And if anything, it does heighten the anxiety. But speaking of the markets, though, we do see Asian markets opening up fairly mixed today. And I think that's a clear indicator of exactly how investors are feeling. The Nikkei has pulled back by 4%. Shanghai and Hang Seng are trying to recover. And Australia's ASX is in negative territory by more than 1%. What does this mean for the JSE All Share Index? Well, we'll have to see at 9 o'clock this morning. But we will open up from 86,041 points later on today. Currency-wise, that resilience we've been talking about, it's slipping through significantly. 1940 is where we are to the US dollar. We are 25.22 to the British pound and now 21.88 against the euro.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Beers, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulitu Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.